Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, and I want to bring on somebody who has a track worn here whenever we can catch up with her. And, of course, that is Alison Metcalf. Alison, head of tourism for North America. And, Alison, first of all, you're very welcome.
Great to be here, Adrian. Thank you, as always.
Now, perhaps you'll do a better job of introducing the Minister for Tourism and Culture and Arts and Gaeltacht and Sport, Media. Oh, my God. Catherine Martin, Irish Green Party Deputy Leader. Tell us.
Well, Adrian, we're delighted to have the Minister with us in the United States this last week. We've been on a promotional tour in Chicago, and we're now in New York to launch our Restart campaign, which is inviting Americans to press the green button and travel to Ireland. And as you said, the Minister has a very broad-reaching portfolio, so she's a busy lady, but I think what we've managed to achieve this week is the connections between sports and tourism, culture and tourism, and obviously mainstream tourism. So we're delighted to have her working with us this week.
Well, Minister Catherine, you are indeed very welcome to the program. Tell me, if you will, just a little bit about your own background, you know, from whence you come.
Well, I grew up in County Monaghan, which is in the province of Ulster. I grew up in, a strong arts background. My dad is an artist, my brother's a poet, I'm a singer and musician myself. I went on to study music, and I taught at high school level for 20 years. I taught music and English. I also have a love, a draw for the Irish language, and I studied it at university as well. So I suppose I'm a type of accidental politician, Adrian, is how I would describe myself. I would never have thought I'd end up where I am today. Music was my passion all throughout my life, but on the birth of our first son, Turlough, named after the blind harper, Turlough O'Carolan.
Yes.
14 years ago, it just changed something in the way I thought, and I started thinking about protecting him and his future. And within a number of days, myself and my husband joined the Green Party. And I guess I'm a curious type of person. I just got more and more involved in the party, and I ended up in 2011 running for deputy leader of the party and got elected. And shortly afterwards, in 2014, in the local elections, and then in 2016, I ran for a seat in Dáil Éireann, and I got elected. And in 2020, re-elected, and was the lead negotiator for the Green Party in the Programme for Government negotiations. And we formed a coalition government with the Green Party, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And then at the end of June last year, I had the privilege of being appointed Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and Media.
Did you happen to pick the short straw with all of that portfolio? It seems like that could be spread around with two or three ministers.
If you want a job done, Adrian, then you ask a busy woman and she'll get it done. And I do like a challenge, but I suppose on a serious note, it all makes perfect sense to me to get one of those working. You're getting all of those working, and there is a connection. And you can see very much so, you know, the tourism, culture and arts and sport and Gaeltacht elements, how they weave into each other, and how they would all, if you get tourism working, then you have visitors appreciating the arts and the culture, and how the sport attracts people, and the Gaeltacht, it goes to the core of who we are, our Irish language and our islands. And of course, media, never was it more important to have people like your good self, reliable source of information that we all depend on during these times.
Now, the purpose of your visit, particularly this week and the lead up to last Monday with the Green Button campaign, We have, I think it's very timely, number one, because if you excuse the Mayo expression, and you can check it out with Niall Gibbons, we don't know if we're coming or going, and I mean that in the sense that we've had a lot of misinformation of, changing regulations, rules, regulations, and we're very happy to get all of that because we're Trinity Healer ourselves here in terms of, of the varied COVID-19 related regulations. The Green Button campaign settled for once and for all, something that Alison and has been spreading through media here. The Green Button, great title for a campaign, number one, because it removes any doubt. It takes the maybe and takes a lot of doubt away from people who sometimes confuse the travel regulations for Europe with Ireland. And, of course, we can brag this week that President Joe Biden, who happens to be from Ballina, but there's no need for me to this is it, so to speak. It's not that Tourism Ireland hasn't, in fact, kept the story alive right throughout the pandemic. But this is the green button, the go button. And can you tell us a little bit about that and how you happen to spell that out in what has been a very busy trip in the United States here?
Yeah, well, as Ireland's tourism minister, I was delighted to travel to the US, to Chicago and New York to launch Tourism Ireland's Green Button campaign. As you said there, Adrian, I think it's a very clever marketing campaign, as the green is the symbol of open, green for go. And it is very much, we're saying to everyone over here, press that button, press green, come to Ireland. We've missed you. Come back to us, and we can't wait to welcome you back. And it is that we are open. I think another positive message, Adrian, is that we're at 90% vaccination rate of our adult population. So we're top of the charts in the EU from a safety point of view for those who are considering coming to Ireland. And actually, Bloomberg today said we're top of the world. Ireland's top of the world when it comes to COVID resilience. So there's a very positive message there, and that's why we are green for go. And if you come to Ireland, our visitors attractions are open, our music is playing again, our theatres are open, and on October 22nd, the last of the remaining restrictions will be gone, will be lifted. So it's a really positive message. We've turned the ship around, and we can't wait to welcome visitors again. And it's a really important market for us. Obviously, there is that bond between our two countries. Like yourself, you have the Mayo connection with us. There's over 35 million people in the US who would claim Irish ancestry. But even for those who don't claim that link, Ireland has so much to offer. Our unique and breathtaking scenery. I experienced it in County Mayo along the Greenway with my family just in August, cycling along that breathtaking scenery to our food, to our golf courses, to our hiking, our walking, our cycling, our historic sites, our castles. The list is endless. And of course, we are famous for our warm welcome, our Cead Níl a Fáilte, and we can't wait to welcome people back.
The Ryder Cup, which just wrapped up here, that's not foreign to Ireland, in the sense that being selected as a destination, for the Ryder Cup, that makes you know, it makes it very, very special to say to a country like Ireland. And I think we could, you know, look forward again to the Ryder Cup is coming back to Ireland.
Yep, absolutely. And it makes sense. You know, in 2027, Adair Manor will host the Ryder Cup. It's in County Limerick. It's in a setting of over 840 acres of gorgeous Irish parkland. The golf course itself, of course, has a world reputation for being so pristine. It's magnificent. It's actually, you know, it's Ryder Cup ready to play. It's in such good condition. But, you know, Ireland is really like a golfer's paradise. And we've 1/3 of the world's golf links, 5 of the top 10 in golf world rankings, 5 of the top 10 golf courses are in Ireland. And we actually will be hosting the Open again in the Royal Portrush. That was announced earlier this month, and that comes back in 2025. So it certainly is the place to go. But Adair will be pretty special in 2027, and we look forward to welcome people then. And of course, we in other sports, Adrian, where the Aer Lingus College Football Classic is coming to Dublin next August, August 27th, with Nebraska and Northwestern. And that's part of at least a 5-game series. We are expecting about 20,000 visitors from the US and 5,000 from Europe. And that will be quite the occasion. Those of your listeners who are familiar with Ireland will know that it won't be a one-day occasion. There will be quite the build-up. And Dublin right. will be alive and buzzing for that.
And, of course, with America's success this week, the Yanks will have a bit of an attitude when they go over there. But that's all right, as long as they go, you know. It's renowned. Everything that you are telling us, we have indeed not only experienced, but Ireland has depended so much on tourism, and I think the success story here is that tourism from Ireland has not, you know, taking the finger off the button and pressing go. Many would say that it's actually, it's continuous. You never, or you rarely hear or see anything about tourism to just about anywhere other than everybody on the whole button. But it's terrific. So you're continuing. It's a new phase and a new emphasis that, you know, just removes the doubt or people wondering should they wait until next year or something else will happen. Whatever was going to happen has happened, and it's safe. It's good. It's great. And there's no question, I think, for a lot of people to again, know that you have that there's an actual date when all restrictions will be lifted. We can't even say that. We're not even close to being able to say that here. And the 90% vaccination, more than 90 now, is so impressive. I mean, it's fantastic, really.
Yeah, it was the game changer, that vaccination uptick. And, you know, it's that personal responsibility that has that positive impact on the entire community. And as you said, tourism is a vital industry for our island. And I only have to commend Alison here beside me, because I've heard so much in the last week, as you just referred to there, Adrian, was that Tourism Ireland has been consistent in its messaging all through the pandemic. And from my engagement with travel advisors, with air carriers, with those who work in the industry, they spoke of Alison and the entire team in Tourism Ireland and how it is. The depths of the worst moments of COVID, that Tourism Ireland kept communicating, kept in that engagement. I'm really proud as Ireland's tourism minister to hear that. It's a consistent message, and I just take the moment to say thank you to Alison and all the team.
But now, the campaign, the Green Button campaign, how will that work and what does that consist of?
Well, Adrian, the campaign kicked off yesterday, as you rightly said, and we're going to be out on television in New York, Boston, Chicago, as well as out in San Francisco and Philadelphia. So we're going to be in markets where we know we have direct air access, or we hope to get direct air access back very shortly. So we're kicking off on TV, and then you'll see it running across digital platforms, on social media, right across our digital spectrum. And we'll also be working with influencers in 11 other markets. So it's going to run until January the 14th, and we're driving everybody to Ireland.com, as you know, the one-stop shop for finding out more about planning your trip to Ireland. And I think the thing that we are doing differently this time around is that we're working very closely with our airline and with our tour operator partners. So if people are ready to press that green button, they can find out not only more information about planning a trip, but they can also get access to packages and great airfares as well.
Yes, and of course, many would assume that coach tours, you know, are a thing of the past, which is not true when it comes to Ireland. That's back and in full swing. Let me just ask you though about the impact of the COVID. We're going backwards here, but for consecutive years, you know, its world CEO, Niall Gibbons, came here to and went around the world, but particularly in North America, spreading the word that the numbers were just increasing and, you know, we were afraid that he may jinx it because there was no end to it. It seemed like, you know, Ireland was going to have to make more room for, you know, for tourists as they went. Now that came to a sudden crash, not just for Ireland, obviously. Putting Humpty Dumpty together again, Minister. It's not easy, but the campaign itself should do it, and it should let people, a lot of people who don't know, a lot of people who don't have access to that information, or those who have not even looking for it because of the situation. Again, Ireland is at front again, and as a favorite destination, we're not about to lose that. It is, and it has all the reasons in the world to be a successful campaign.
Yeah, I think so too, and I think there's pent up demand for diaspora and even those who don't have links to Ireland to come visit. And I think apart from everything that we have to offer, as you say as well, Adrian, that 90% vaccination rate is a key consideration for tourists when they're, you know, in choosing Ireland. And that's why it is such a clever promotional campaign that I think, you know, millions of Americans will see in the coming months. And we ask them to consider booking. And actually, it's never been of greater value. You can get flights from New York for $359 with Aer Lingus. So now it's time to book.
I do want to say it's been a pleasure. It's been great having you here, and you've done a lot of great stuff in a few days. Again, Minister, again, thank you for joining us on the program today. Catherine Martin, Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, the Gaeltacht Sport and Media.